I swear, man, again, life just be lifing. Sometimes in life, we're dealt certain cards, certain hands, we're tested, but life is going to be lifing, and we're going to be tested in more ways than one. They always say, oh, God don't give certain battles to his strongest soldiers and shit, you know, that's what they say. I tend to not always believe what people say, but goddamn. You know, I just know me, when I'm faced with adversity, I tend to just go through the shit and just pray for the motherfucking best. But I always try to be self-aware about how I move, my image. So when I'm faced with certain challenges, whether it's at the workplace, when you're tested by coworkers or hit with certain tasks or certain obstacles, at the workplace, or even in the streets as you move through life with people in real life or the internet, I always try to like think strategically on some chess shit, like try to outthink the person. Like, I'm the type of motherfucker, like, when you think I'm gonna go left with some shit and go off my rocket, off my hinges or whatever, I'm probably gonna go right. Cause I'm thinking, like, all right, this person or this situation is trying to take me this direction. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to do the complete opposite. I always try to do the complete opposite of what people may think I might do. I always try to do that in every situation. Whether it's, again, the workplace, when I'm hit with a challenge, take a deep breath. Like, all right, I've been here before, or I know how this might go. But let me just see this shit through and let me try it this way. Whether I'm faced with adversity, with an obstacle with a woman. Ah, man. Okay, I know what she's doing. I know what she's trying to do. But you're through the roof, or you're mad, or you're trying to spread a level of hate or toxic energy into me. Okay, let me just take a deep breath and let me just do the complete opposite. Because I know what you're trying to do. And when two people are through the roof, you're not going to get anywhere. So when one person is through the roof, like I was saying before with the female, I'm just using for an example. If she's through the roof and she's trying to spread certain things into me, I'm going to stay down and stay self-aware. I'm going to stay calm and do the complete opposite. I'm not going to give you what you want. You want me to be in a rage, or, you know, I'm put my hands like, nah. That's not me. Never been me. I'm going to do the complete opposite. You know, I'm going to be on my Martin Luther King shit, you know, nonviolent, you know, turn the other cheek type shit. Because we all know when any man, I ain't even going to make it about race or color. When any man gets angry, we're labeled. We're sensitive. We're soft. We're this. We could have handled it better. Fellas, we just got to be more self-aware, have that self-conscious to not take the bait in a lot of situations. So that's how I feel when it comes to the women shit. And when it comes to, like, beef or altercations with men, if I don't feel threatened, and let me just tie this to everything, if I don't feel threatened, there's no reason for me to fucking get violent. Like, I'm gonna go the other route. This situation is going left. Okay, I'm gonna go right around this bullshit. Let me walk away from this. Let me think about what I have to lose. Like, do I feel like risking it all today? You know, is this that serious? Okay, nah. Because this person's mad. I'm not going to give him, this ain't what you want. I ain't going to give you what you want. Nah. You ain't having it your way today, you know? So again, I just wanted to take the time to just speak on just being self-conscious and just so self-aware and just having a clear mind, just moving through life. Because when you don't have a clear mind and you got some shit that you ain't released and you got built up tension, oh, the slightest thing will fucking tick you off, whether it's with a woman or a man or work. I tend to really just stay calm and level, and I release weekly. Sometimes I double up on it with my therapist. So therapy, I'm very big on my mental health, and I walk around freely because I don't have no built up nothing. I release every week. Sometimes twice a week with my therapist. And that plays a part into helping me just be more self-aware and how I'm so easy to just go right around shit when somebody's trying to pull me and make me go left. So my people out there that are listening, in order to be self-aware and just, you got to have a clear mind. Stop carrying a whole bunch of dead weight. Excuse me for that. Stop carrying the dead weight. Go release that shit and get that shit off you.